Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Randy Batson, a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the Cahill Campus of the University of the West Indies. At a time when Barbados is looking to our South American neighbors for support of our agricultural sector, listeners might be interested in an article carried by the Barbados Advocate on this day, May 12, 1951, about the importation of beef into the island. According to the paper, 15 years prior, Venezuela sent live cattle to the country via steamships. These were berthed just offshore in Carlisle Bay near the public market that existed in that area, and the cattle allowed to jump into the sea. They were guided ashore by men in boats and swimmers. This activity provided a source of entertainment for children and adults alike. On arrival on the beach in the vicinity of the market, the cattle were rounded up and placed in airy sheds. Plantation managers came from far and wide to purchase a few of the cattle for breeding purposes. The ones not bought were left in the sheds, watered and fed over a number of weeks, their destiny to be slaughtered for meat. At the time, the main importers of live cattle were the Barbados Meat and Ice Company and the Ice House. During their time in captivity, the cattle provided additional amusement when an errant bull would occasionally go running around the place and had to be corralled by local cowboys. By the time of the Advocate's article in 1951, the sheds used to house the cattle were reportedly still erected in the public market and still equipped with iron tethering rings and water troughs. However, the roofs of two of the sheds were gone, and apparently only one of the sheds was still in actual use. The use of the sheds had fallen off considerably. The importation of live cattle had been reduced over time in favor of the bringing in of frozen beef and local stock rearing. This proved disadvantageous to some local butchers because at the time, when there was a shortage of imported frozen carcasses, in the absence of competition, local livestock farmers would impose higher prices on the live cattle sold to the butchers who, in an effort to keep their businesses going, would have to accept them, leaving little money for them to spend on other things like food. One butcher opined that should live cattle be imported to the island again, the local cattle owners would have to adjust their prices to a more reasonable level and, quote, the poor man would again be able to eat beef daily.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.